Hello, medical sales professionals, and welcome to another episode of the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. I love when you spend time with me each week. Hopefully you find this valuable. My goal is to help you to sell more, to think more effectively, and to create strategies that are going to advance your efforts as a medical sales professional. One of the things that I always say that you're aware of is the patient always comes first. I really hope that you're selling a product or service that you believe is going to benefit the patient tremendously. Once it gets into the doctor's hands or the other healthcare provider's hands where they're able to benefit the patient in some way. When you're passionate about your product, you're going to do the things that most people wouldn't do otherwise to get it into the hands of the people who could make a difference. That's my goal. I hope this helps. One of the things that a lot of medical sales reps deal with, especially when they have large territories, is trying to decide whether or not they should schedule some time in their calendar to sit down and make telephone appointments or to go out and just make cold calls. There's a lot of different philosophies about this. Your experience may be different than what I'm going to talk about today. Keep in mind that in medical sales, there is no right or wrong way of doing things. There's only what works and what doesn't work. So I want you to think about the options that you have. Oftentimes, our intuition tells us to do things one way. For example, if you have a large territory, or even if you don't have a large territory, it's nice to have appointments before you go into a doctor's office, for example, isn't it? Because think about it. When you go into a doctor's office and you walk up to that receptionist window and you don't have an appointment, you know that you face a very good chance of getting a no, getting a rejection when you ask if you could see the doctor. Doctors and other healthcare professionals, very busy people, more so than ever before, and they don't normally make time to see sales representatives that they don't know. Now, once you develop a relationship with a doctor, once he or she knows who you are, you stand an excellent chance to get into the office, providing that you offer a very compelling value proposition every time you meet with that doctor, whether it's in person or you spend time with them on the phone, or even if you send them an email, if there's some level of value in that communication that goes beyond the product. In other words, if you're sharing information with them about best practices, what their colleagues are doing, what current concepts in the industries are, anything that helps them to be better about what they do, then this is value that goes beyond your product. And it also differentiates you from every other salesperson who's just going in there to say, hey, doc, I want to show you my new product. It's really, really cool. Not that you're there for a purpose other than selling your product. It's just that you have to position yourself differently and position your product differently if you want to be seen as someone different than your competition. And let's face it, if they're using your competition's product and you go in there and they don't see you as being any different than what they're currently using, there's no reason for them to switch. So what I want to talk about, let's get back to the subject of this podcast, is what should you do? Should you go for the appointment or should you go there? Let's talk about sitting there and making the appointment. Making appointments by phone is probably more challenging, in my opinion, than actually walking into the office. And there's a lot of variables that are in play here. The world has changed. In case you haven't realized it, the world is very different than it was 10 or 15 years ago if you were in this industry. And I'll tell you specifically two things, in my opinion, that make a big difference. One thing, certainly, is a little technological wonder that is called caller ID. Now, I'm willing to bet you love it, because when your phone rings, you're a busy medical sales professional, when your phone rings, if you don't recognize the name on that caller ID, chances are you're not going to answer it. You will just let it roll into voicemail, and then you'll listen to the voicemail to gauge whether or not you have any level of interest. Guess what? Your customers do exactly the same thing. In fact, not only do they have voicemail and caller ID, they have a third layer usually, which is someone who's going to screen those voicemails. And if it's not something that's familiar, and if it in any way sounds like a salesperson, what's probably going to happen is it's just going to get deleted. So caller ID is the first line of defense for your customers in screening out salespeople that they don't want to meet with. The other thing is the voicemail. when you listen to a voicemail, how often do you say, oh, gee, it's a salesperson. I don't know. I'm so glad that they called. That doesn't happen very often. What usually happens is you decide in some period of time whether or not you're going to listen to the entire voicemail. So you retrieve your voicemail and someone says, Hi, John, my name is Pete and I work with Affiliated Products. We're having some great luck with our product. I'm wondering if I could schedule some time with you. Delete. You hit that delete button so fast when it's somebody that you don't know and they're talking about selling a product that you don't want to buy, you just get out of there. It's the same thing again with your prospects. When they hear a salesperson, especially when they don't know, trying to sell them something they don't need, they're just looking for that moment when they can hit the delete button, the star 3 or 3 or 2 or whatever it is. They just want to get you out of there. So you have to understand the mindset of your customer before you even think about trying to schedule an appointment by leaving a voicemail, because a lot of times it's not going to happen because it's not going to be effective. Now, the other possibility when you're calling to make an appointment is you don't get put into voicemail, but you're going to be talking to someone in the office, such as a receptionist. We all know what receptionists are. In the sales world, we think of them as gatekeepers. And what's a gatekeeper's job? Some people would say, well, the gatekeeper's job is to open the gate. No, it's not. When it comes to salespeople, the gatekeeper's job is actually to keep the gate closed. The gatekeeper's job has often been explained to the gatekeeper as your job is not to let salespeople into the office to steal time from the doctor's day. So again, just like someone who's going through the voicemails on a phone, when a salesperson calls, they are just looking for the first opportunity to say no. So let's get to the crux of the matter. Whether you're calling by phone or you show up in person in a cold call, the only thing that's going to get you in there is your ability to present a compelling value proposition. And you hear me use the term compelling a lot. What does compelling mean? Compelling is a value proposition that compels you, that motivates you to take action, to do something, or to think, yes, I want to spend time with that person. So what is a compelling value proposition? Well, a compelling value proposition is anything that the customer wants to achieve. In other words, let's say the customer wants to find a faster way of doing a procedure. If you can offer a faster way of doing the procedure, maybe with a reduction in risk, that's very, very compelling if that prospect does a lot of those procedures. You have to be able to not only express why you want to meet with the customer in a compelling way, but you also have to get that message back to the customer. So if you're talking to a receptionist, one of the things that she's going to be worried about is, I don't want to get the doctor angry. I don't want to piss off my boss. So you have to be able to convey to the gatekeeper how this is going to benefit the doctor, why he would want to hear the message, and ultimately what's going to be in it for her, which is making her look good because she was able to make the decision to allow you in the office. So that's whether it happens by phone, whether it happens by voicemail, or whether you go into the office. We've already covered the drawbacks to doing this by telephone. Number one, caller ID, not going to answer that call. Now, of course, in a doctor's office, someone always answers the phone, but their default answer is always going to be the doctor doesn't see salespeople. Or you could leave a message and I'll see if he's interested and I will call you back or send me some information. None of those particular options really work very well in your favor, because once you leave that message or you send information, it's now out of your control. And it's very important as a medical sales professional that you control as much of the sales process as you can. So these are some of the challenges that you have if you're trying to work, especially with the telephone. And let's face it, when it comes to the phone, there's nothing that's easier to use to get rid of a salesperson than the telephone. You just hang up. It's over. If it's a voicemail, you just delete it. It's done. When you show up, it's a little bit more difficult, because most of the time, they're not going to say, excuse me, Mr. Salesperson, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. In person, people will still be rude to you at times, but they won't be as rude as if you called on the phone and say, "I'm sorry, I'm not interested." Click. Also, here's something that's very, very important when you think about using the telephone. In normal medical sales, now, by the way, if you are a medical sales professional and it is your job to do telephone sales, then this, a lot of what I'm saying right here doesn't apply to you. The parts about offering a compelling value proposition, that never changes. And it's amazing to me how many quote unquote telephone sales professionals do not begin the call with a compelling value proposition. They say, "Hi, can I speak to the owner, please?" And you know, the answer is, when anybody hears that, it's a salesperson, and the answer is no. So a lot of my comments here are really directed more at the field territory manager, territory sales representative who's out in the field getting face-to-face with the customers every day. And let's talk about that. If it is your job to get in front of the customer to sell your product, then you have to do that as often as possible. So what is as often as possible? The answer to that question is as often as the customer will allow you to. Now, what determines whether the customer will allow you to spend time with him or her? Again, it goes back to whether or not you are adding value to that customer, whether you're providing them with something that they're going to find useful, whether they buy your product or not. But the key takeaway here is you have to get in front of the customers, because if they don't see you, guess what? If they don't see you, they are not going to buy from you, because your competitors are calling on them as well. A lot of times, if a customer hasn't already made a decision as to which product to use, one of the things which will weigh heavily in that favor is the sales representative that the customer sees the most of. So it's very important that you get your face in front of the customer's face. And even if you can't do that, even if you can't arrange that face-to-face sales meeting every time you walk into that customer's office or into the hospital, it's important that you let them know that you've been there. You know, here's something that happens a lot. Recently, I was talking to a client of mine, someone who I've been coaching and I've worked with the company, who had the opportunity to bid on a sale. There was their product was out for bid. And what happened was, despite the fact that this sales rep's company has a sole source contract with a hospital buying group, they bought a competitive product. And I asked the question. I said, "Okay, let's forget the sole source contract and everything for a second. Tell me, why did they buy off contract?" And the answer was, because they have not seen a sales representative from my company for at least 2 or 3 years. They may have never seen a sales representative from the company. So they bought from the sales representative who was calling on that account, despite the fact that that sales representative's company did not have a contract and the person that I'm working with did have a contract. So the familiarity is very, very important. Why is that? We all know that healthcare products, if you're in medical sales, are very service intensive. Customers want to know that if there's a problem with the product, they don't have to think about it. They'll just say, "Call Joe. He'll take care of it." When they don't see a sales rep, when they think of a product, let's say that you're with XYZ Medical. That's the cliched name that I often use. Just work with me here. Let's say you work with XYZ Medical and your product is on contract, and there's a committee that's considering buying your product because it's on contract. And when they're sitting down at the committee meeting or in the informal conversations or emails that take place prior to the committee meeting, the doctor says, "Well, you know, I haven't seen a rep from XYZ Medical in 4 years. So I hope you won't buy from them because you're not going to get good service." Right there, when you understand that, you realize the importance of getting out there and getting in front of your customers. This can be a huge challenge when you have a large territory. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You just have to get out there. You have to do it. And a lot of times, it's difficult. This requires good territory and time management skills. And most people think they have them. They say, "Yeah, I can manage my territory. I know how to get around." The reality is 95% of the people I meet really don't understand the basics of time and territory management. There's a lot of resources out there that could help you. You might want to talk to your company about talking to me about doing a medical sales territory and time management program to help your sales representatives to be better at doing this. Because if you have big territories, it's critical. You're not going to be able to get in front of all of your customers on a regular basis unless you really understand these principles. So that's the first thing. You've got to get out to see your customers on a regular basis. How often is often enough? It depends. But if it's, let's say you're able to see your customers every 2 weeks. When you start doing that, they're expecting to see you every 2 weeks. And if suddenly you go 4 weeks and they don't see you, they're going to say, oh, Bob is slacking off. Haven't seen him in 2 weeks. Normally I see him every 2 weeks. It's been a month. So you want to set up a regular period of visits so that the customer gets a feel for when you're going to be coming by. Even if it's every 6 weeks, every 8 weeks, regularity is what's important. Because when it comes time to buy, customers will automatically default to the companies and sales representatives specifically that they see on a regular basis. So it's important to get out there and get in front of customers. But also the other thing, again, is that when you could walk into the office, you have the opportunity to be a lot more effective in terms of getting in front of that customer than you could on the phone. Let's talk to the gatekeeper again. The biggest challenge that most sales representatives express to me when I show up to do a seminar or a keynote presentation, I ask them, what's your biggest challenge? They say, getting in to see the doctor, you know, getting past the gatekeeper. I just can't. They just don't let anybody in. It's a huge challenge, and the purpose of this particular podcast is not to tell you how to do that. The point of the podcast is that when you show up, a key thing with getting past the gatekeeper is being able to show that you're offering something different, you're offering something of value, and that there's something that you can offer that the customer might be interested in. Plus, also, you get to develop a relationship at some level with the gatekeeper, whoever it is. Hopefully, when you're going in to talk to a gatekeeper, you smile, you laugh, you cajole them in some way. You express a level that you value them as a person, because a lot of salespeople don't do that. Oftentimes, the patients in the office don't do that. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of times gatekeepers, they're just so hardened and callous that they're not friendly to anybody, the patients or salespeople or anyone who walks into the office. But if you can push yourself to be friendly and try to act like someone who cares about these people, you'll be amazed what they'll do for you. So that's something that you could do in person. You're not going to have the opportunity to do this on the telephone, because once they get on the telephone, if this isn't a patient booking an appointment, or they don't know who to funnel the phone call to, they want to hang up. They want to get off as quickly as possible. But when you show up at that receptionist window, now you're able to, you know, impress them, dazzle them with your personality. Demonstrate a compelling value proposition. Explain to them why the doctor or whoever the customer is would want to sit down and talk to you. So there's tremendous value in being able to get in front of a customer or in front of a customer's gatekeeper, that you just can do things in person that you cannot do on the telephone. Let's be honest. Most salespeople, and this includes you, it includes me, it includes everybody I know, most salespeople do not enjoy cold calling. It's cold. You're going in there. There is a high perceived possibility of rejection. People don't know you. As soon as the gatekeeper or anyone else knows you're a salesperson, you could just see. It's visual. You could see their defenses going up, their attitude changes. A lot of times any tone of friendliness, if there was a tone of friendliness, it diminishes. It's gone. So we don't like cold calling. But if you think about it, if you cold call effectively, then you only have to make a call to that one particular prospect or gatekeeper where it's going to be totally cold. Because once they know you, it warms it up. Each time you go in there, you're able to warm them up a little bit more. And when you're finally able to get in to see the customer, and the customer has a positive feeling about you, and again, why will the customer have a positive feeling about you? It's going to be because you offer value to the practice. And if they start using your product, it's going to be because you're an expert at using your product. You know it really well. And you're also a tremendous resource. When they have a question about your product or similar products or anything related to the specialty that you serve, you can help them by directing them in the right direction. When you're seen as a resource and an expert and someone who is consistent in terms of showing up and you provide great service, it's going to be very warm and you can get into that office at any time that you want. But it has to begin somewhere. And a lot of times the place where it's going to begin is going to be with a cold call. Walking into that office, talking to people you don't know for the first time. So do your research ahead of time before you go. Don't ever walk into a doctor's office or an institution's office without researching everything you can about the person you want to see, what their agenda is, the type of practice they're in, who their patient is, what their most pressing challenges are. Know before you go. If you're able to talk about these things, you stand a much, much, much greater chance of getting in the door than a salesperson who just says, "Oh, hi, is the doctor in? I want to show him my new widget." That just doesn't work because we live in the age of information. If your customers want to see a widget, they will go online and do a search for the specific widget they're looking for, and they will call you. You do things the same way. Always remember that your customers don't think much differently than you do. They're just professionals, maybe with a doctor in front of their name or RN after their name, or some other kind of professional credentials that employ them in a career where their time is very limited and very valuable, and they will only spend time with salespeople when they sense that this salesperson can help them to address something which is keenly important to them. Otherwise, the answer is no. So unless you're an inside sales representative whose job is specifically phone sales, make it your goal to meet every prospect toe-to-toe, eye-to-eye, and face-to-face as regularly as possible. It is the only way, my friends, that you will be top of mind when it's time to buy. Thanks so much for spending time this week with me on the Medical Sales Guru podcast. I hope you're enjoying this. Please don't keep it a secret. Now, I know you don't want your competitors to know about it, but there's people in your company that you could help out if you make them aware by saying, "Hey, you know, there's this free podcast that you could listen to every week. You could listen to it on iTunes, or you could download it and listen to it on any device you want, or you could just listen to it online. In fact, you could just log on the browser on your iPhone while you're driving or your Android phone and listen to it." Tell them about it. It also shows that you're doing things to improve your sales ability to your managers and your upline. So make it well known that the Medical Sales Guru podcast exists. I would even encourage people to go to medicalsalestraining.com and sign up for the medical sales updates so they know about them as soon as they come out. I do this because I'm passionate about the difference that medical sales professionals can make in healthcare that impacts the patients and the professionals who provide care to those patients. I've said it before, I'll say it again because I don't want you to ever forget, no matter what you do as a medical sales professional, the patient always comes first. Sell effectively so you can sell more and make a difference. For the Medical Sales Guru podcast, this is Mace Haroff. I'll talk to you next week. Bye for now.